spend a lot of time behind the wheel of a grocery shopping cart. Since I don't own a cell phone to check with the Mrs. what size or brand of mayo or dressing she prefers this particular afternoon, or to chat it up with some friend or relative to while away the lonely hours on aisle 6, I find my entertainment studying the purchasing patterns of my fellow South End shoppers. I was behind Jenny Sprague this morning. Jenny's a mom of 3, 4 if you count her husband Morty, who's been unemployed since before the Great Recession. Her cart was a veritable shrine to General Mills, Frito-Lay, and Coca-Cola. Now, I grew up on morning cereal, but I was a teenager before Kellogg's and their corporate adulterers began to hook us kids on Count Chocula or Cap'n Crunch with mostly sugar additives. That's why we have moms, I figure, but Jenny either got addicted to or else the kids rule the trailer at meal times. Box pizzas, candy bars, Diet Coke, canned SpaghettiOs, white bread, processed meat. Yeah, maybe her root cellar is still stocked with vegetables and fruit, which would explain their absence in the cart, but I'm betting the children and Morty hate broccoli and apples. Her pile of groceries wasn't a lot different than half the shoppers bumper to bumper at checkout, I know. We're the wealthiest folks on earth, and we eat like it's Halloween every day. Jenny's kids are little blubber balls at age 7, 8, and 10. Jenny's no toothpick herself, and yeah, I know, it's none of my damn business. I'll be dead of malnutrition before they glut the healthcare system with diabetes and poor circulation and hopeless obesity. Not my problem, I suppose, but when I hear Ralph next door bitching about the nanny state intruding on his freedom when schools serve nutritious food instead of a slice of pizza and a Coke, I think, hey, I'm paying for their lunch with my taxes, too. But arguing with Ralph is a proven form of masochism. I just nod in agreement. Let them eat cake, Ralph, I say, and wash it down with a supersized soda. Ralph's just glad we can finally agree on something.